Howdy and welcome to another edition of Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Jacksonville, Florida has fostered more than its share of rock and roll bands over the years. Molly Hatchet, Blackfoot, 38 Special, Lynyrd Skynyrd, but the mother of the other comes from the brother. Can you tell I'm working on my street creds? Actually, it's the brothers Allman, Greg and Dwayne. Now, through the 60s and with various bands, they found their way musically to a place that many consider to have been groundbreaking and certainly credit them as the principal architects of Southern rock and roll, although, as we just mentioned, they certainly weren't the only ones. But their live jam style and use of blues and country gave them a very unique sound and a special effect on audiences. Greg, the white soulful voice, and Dwayne, the smooth and bluesy slider, were an incredible combo. Now add another wonderment, Dickie Betts, and you've got an amazing base to build on. Now, Dwayne's session work gave him some renown, but the true appreciation of his talents came in the live performance. Our song today, One Way Out, a Sonny Boy Williamson song, although Elmore James and a recording artist engineer named Marshall Seahorn have also been credited with penning it, was recorded on June 27, 1971, at the final performance of the Fillmore East. Ladies and gentlemen, the Allman Brothers Band and One Way Out on Tunes.
Thank you. can take my place. Ain't nowhere in the world I'm going out that front door.
The Allman Brothers Band and One Way Out. Now, they were the last act to play the Fillmore East before it closed, and you gotta love a band that jams and literally plays all night. Greg said some years later they simply lost track of time and didn't realize they'd played all night until somebody opened the side doors and let the morning light in. One Way Out appears on Eat a Peach, an album dedicated to Duane after his untimely death. Now, he touched many with his play in and out of the Brothers Allman. Names like Aretha, Wilson Pickett, Boz Scaggs, Percy Sledge, and of course Eric Clapton come to mind. But certainly his best work was with the Brothers. Now, I was fortunate enough to see them on Sunday, August 29th, 1971, in a tent in the round called Music Carnival in Cleveland, with a radio comrade in arms and dear friend Steve Sinton. His tickets. The strange part was Steve would be gone from WMMS within days on his way to Cincinnati and WEBN. I would be gone from MMS within 6 weeks or so and headed here to Chicago for a December start on WGLD. And Duane was literally gone 2 months later to the day. And funny how you mark events in life and time with musical moments, isn't it? I went there to see Greg sing and Duane play and was certainly not disappointed in the least, but came away thinking this guy Dickie Betts is a pretty good guitar player, too. The Allman Brothers Band, always a treat, and One Way Out. That's Yeah Baby Tunes for this time. Thanks for listening. Look for us on Facebook and Twitter or right here, and we'll see you next time. I'm Mitch Michaels. Adios.